Shir Samach Gimel and Bava Kama continued. Chesnis and Hektish Tavshim Mem Gimel, March 22nd, 1983, on Tuesday continued.
So then the mother can say to her, she's a my boy. So he's for there, even for care. That's rule number two. Rule number three. So that's like a blessing. Rule number three. So rule number three is in accordance with a blessing. Rule number four. Kein Chotze Hashemi Shal Shneyev, Chayim Be'er Hashem Ba'al Arego, Alam Gichev, Alam Shichev, Alam Gichev, Alam Vite, Alam Vite, Tam Mishalem. Chotze Nezek, Mut Mishalem Lishalem. So, rule number three, that is mentioned, Kotonim Yes, Chotze Hashem Ba'al Vite, Kotonim Yes, Kashi Adon. So, Kotonim Yes, Chotze Hashem Ba'al Vite, Kotonim Yes, that's the end of the answer given by Rabbi Elazar. Atka. That's the end of the answer given by Rabbi Elazar. So according to this Gilsa, what does Rabbi Elazar say? You are asking me Kashi from Tom Rav Yosef to Tom Rav Yosef doesn't accord with my Shite. But this Braise of Abba Lawrence agrees with my Shite. This is what Rabbi Elazar is saying. Rabbi Elazar is saying. Now the Gemara is asking Kashi Adode, so now it's not Rabbi Elazar anymore. Now the Gemara, the Chachmei Agmora are asking, Kashi Adode, all right, Rabbi Elazar gave me good talents. He defended his view, because he found the Braise that agrees with him. But how are we going to reconcile the two Braises? The Braise of Abba Lawrence and the Braise of Tom Rav Yosef. Kashi Adode. So the Gemara is saying, כי תניה היא בחוץ המיוחדס וזה ולזה בין פרס בין שלום. The price of our book always, the price of our book always. So, his reference to the case where the chotzer is miyuchet. Miyuchet, I mean, it means common. In Rosh Kedesh, we use the Rosh Miyuchedes. But it's not to be translated into literally into English. But it means v'chotzam yechedes loze v'loze bein l'peirag v'nishvor. It means the chotzer, the price of abor kloreitz of abor kloreitz that says that chotzer anizek v'amazik, chotzer anizek v'amazik is potabor. Al Shem Rebo has reference to a chotzer that is coming to both Bein Lipeiros Bein Lishvor. In other words, Ruben and Shimon. So let's say Ruben is the Mazik and Shimon is the Nizik. So the chotzer miyachedes lozeh lozeh means it belongs to Ruben and to Shimon. So in respect to Peiros and in respect to Shvor. In other words, Ruben has the right to keep his peres there and to keep his shvorim there in that chotzer. And Shimon has the right to keep his peres and his shvorim. So what happened? Reuben Sheir, so who had the right to enter into this chotzer because it's Reuben's chotzer also for keeping his share there. So he went into that chotzer where he has the right to be there. And he ate up the peres of Shimon. Shimon had the right to keep his peres. So the Mele, it's analogous to Rishus Rabbi. So the Mele is Potter. Because the Mele was there, because the Mishwari. Ahid Rav Yeise, that says, that Chotza Rashutvim is Chaye, Chotza Miyachedes li peres. Vein Miyachedes li Shvorim. So the Torah Rav Yosef has reference to the case of the Chotzer where it belongs to Reuven and Shimon in regard to Peres. Reuven and Shimon have a right to keep the Peres there. So Shimon is the Nizek, he has a right to keep the Peres there. Vinchem the Shvorim, but they have no right to keep the Shvorim there. And what happened? Reuben, who has a right to keep his papers there, allowed his sheir to go into the chotzer. That where Shimon has the right to keep his papers. So the mele is biyab is the acher. Then you have to swear him. You got Shem have the chotzer on Isaac. They can have it. Because the hoche do ye the pundek. Because the hotzom do ye the biko. Do ye the biko. Shimon. Now let's see the rest. Je hebt een maatje, 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 je hebt een בשם רגע קומה, וקומה שום רב כשתרב נע. ושתם, זה גם מה זה קרה מפותם בשם רגע קומה. זה בנביל הפיזה אחר, אבל כשאני חי רגע קומה משתרב נע. כי חלמה זה כבר עשוי קרם רפרזר, ומשולי תאפ אותו מראישה. אלא עשוי קרם וחיים איתנו לבד הער בורץ. הנה יכל לשמוע גם, אבל השפיע אותי מה וזה השם. ויתו נשאי לרב, ויומה ולשיני, ישריכו לעשוי קרם. אלא רב יום המה וזה עוד עוד, נשאי ויתו לבד הער בורץ, וחומים איתנו לעשוי המים. תם, נשאלו חוצי נעדק, כמו נשאלו נעדק שור. Before she came, Nick with your case of the Isle of Hillel, because she knew who I come at Avalanis. Lamely, Marshall, Shayel, you are Isaac Shay, Koshes on the Mahir, Boys, the Shulamay, Charles Moss, and the Hashte, Eldask to the Shayel to the Mash, because Tony Hotzenese. Lamely, by the music, my own name is Kishayas or the Mahir, Boys, the Shulamay Kuliniski, Doshil Hailanis, Nash, Dask, Lil Dask to the Mash to the Shayel, because the Hail Marshall is shallow, with the Kashwa Haya Shayel with the Shayel Yazi. כשכיבו להשאים, שתרצקו בגלל יקל האחר, ולכיבו לא לובשי רץ מזוקו, עם יד וזכיר, אין לי ואותו מרב יעיסה ורב לזפור, והפוי די בייס גודם שרדים מורחים ואחסנויים לא לימבור, ומיזיק זה איזה חי ואשם לרד, ולהב כששרד, דוי ובין מיוחד ובין ששרד מלאי סונת דורים די כיסוד האחר כשכינם בי, שערו על מסחיר איז, הם דורים שם, ותיץ דרד למסניס, מוי In other words, Glezer is saying, with these glasses, look at the record price in Koykabose, but I would always glorious, high and holy come in forest, Shapu Kern Tamu Shamu Shol, who you give a shoes in Zico, Potomiko, Dominic Tor, which is my boy, our Shem Valarego, who we kill them babies, they are the machine, you have music, our Angiha Wangi Vashiro, which are British until we shall care and Tamish of the Nezek, Joseph Abu, Sharish name, the shoes day. Long was ever a semi force, we come again, shall say, and we shall have a man, shall live a memories before. خیلی بالا شده رایگو ندک شوید و انگی خلو کم پاوی خطان رایشی خطر امیزه کفر جان تامو میشه آنگی شوید و ای خطا پوتا بالا شده رایگو و این کربلزه بیگ پاوی گموره کاشی آداده کی تنگ ایدی پوتا بیخوط سیا چی گموره ایسینگه بیخوط سیا نیومه تو مکن سایل ده تو رایزه بیخوط سیا همی خیلیس لزه و لزه لپی ریز و لیشوارین So that's the price of Abba Chloris. Da haben wir hat rasch zu da bischen und da bekehren. Wir haben schon Potter mich zu Rabbi und wir kennen Tamo hat in ese, wir zu Rabbi Michau. Und der Rabbi ist der Rabbi doch hat mir gedes. Der hat hat rasch in ese. Schau hoi rei, la hat mich schon schwor in dem Dome, wir zu Rabbi. Tut der kein mir hat mich schwor. Ni fische schon nach as Pragmatie, schau soch, wenn man nicht mit kommen schon schwor. Schau nicht von ihm Tamo kelei. Stamm wie kommen schon schwor. Na, So the more it says, Shmanko, Masif lo Rav Zeire, Ki vidi miyachedes li peiretz, Hobino nu bia vizdi ache vileke. So according to this verse, Rav Zeire is asking it kashi on the Gemore steps. The Gemore reconciled the two prices, the price of Abba Chloris, with the price of Tom Rav Yitzchak. By applying the price of Abba Chloris that says, that Chatzar HaShut from his spot Ram Shevarego to apply it, by applying that price to Yechotz HaMu Yechetes, Lozeh Velozeh, Ben Peres, Ben Mishvon, that the Chotzer belongs to Ruben, the Mazik, and to Shimon, the Nizek, for both, for keeping the Shvovim and for keeping the Peiras. So we may say, since Reuven's share had the right to go in there, even though Shimon's Peiras also had the right to be there, so it's like, so now it's permission to Rabbi. Now it's the Rabbi. That's why it's fun. And the price of the Rabbi has reference to a chotzer that belongs to both for Peiras. But it belongs to neither for Shvorim. So it means that Reuven the Mazik Sheir had no business walking in there. So the Mele, he had no business walking in there, so it's a clear bizarre. But Rabzire, so Mas Rabzire, Kim Yechelis the Peres, Hobin Biabiz the Acher, like, but the Torah says Biabiz the Acher. So that means, when is the Chiyuv Hashem the Regel? Only the Sheir HaMazik trespasses upon a field that doesn't belong to the Mazik in any way. So, but here it belongs to the Mazik also. The Mazik also is allowed to be Mishtamish and to keep all his Feres. So it's not the Acher. I'm the Abaye. Keep it in the Cheres Lishvorim. So the Acher can be. Omale, am achem bifo rabine, leim in mastis lo ipliege, am roi namo ipliege, omale, binti tzo leim apliege, bikushe, de rabzeire, u bifiruke da abaye pliege. Can we? So what Rabache tried to say, maybe there is no machlekes between Rabbi Lezer and, no machlekes between Rabbi Lezer and Rafizde. But maybe, just as you say, that the two prices can be reconciled, the price of Abba always has reference to the case of Chotzer HaMichanes L'Peiris and Mishwar. So that it's analogous to Mishus Arabi. And the price of Rabbi Yisif has reference to the case where the Chotzer belongs to the Mazik and the Nizik in respect to Peiris. But it belongs to neither in respect to Shvorim. So maybe Rachizde has reference to a case of the Chotzer Miyuchedes L'Peiris and Miyuchedes L'Shvorim, and Rabbi Lozer has referenced the case of Chotzer Miyuchedes Lozer V'Lozer Bein L'Peiris Bein L'Shvorim. That's what they asked him. Why have you been for Rabbi? We must easily click on the name of the Omri. Hey, we think so. So he says, hey, look at that. We think so. We must click it. We push it in the Zere, we peruke, we peruke the Abaye. So, there are two machines here in the law. One is, hey, there is no machlekes. And then the other one is, there is a machlekes. And the machlekes is, be kushe de rabzeire o peruke da bai. Now, so that means, according to this hearsay, it means that Rafizde agrees, Rafizde who says chayev. So, in other words, the machlekes between Rabbi Lezer and Rafizde is in regard to a chotzer that is Yechedes L'Peiris Vein Yechedes L'Shvor. It belongs in respect to Peiris, to Reuven and Shimon, to the Mazik and the Nizek, but in respect to Shvorim, it belongs to neither. So the Mele, Rafizde holds like Abaye, Kim Yechedes L'Shvorim, in view of the fact that Reuven has no right to allow his Sheir to enter this Chotzer, so Sudacha can obey. Sudacha can obey, even though he has a right to keep all his Peiras there. And Rabbi Lozer agrees with Rabbi Zeh. That we have in the book. But then there is another girls. The other girls is the Tifere Masnissen Plige. Rabbi Lezer is saying, so, do you think that there is a machlekes between the two prices? According to our Gersay, so Rabbi Lezer is saying, do you think that there is no machlekes? There is a machlekes between prices. So I agree with other prices. I don't agree with the prices of the Rabbi Lezer. But according to other Gersay, the Tifere Masnissen Plige, do you think that there is a machlekes of prices? But you can see that the abhaises and asesas each other. Vatanya abo always eruption was rain there. So there on the surface it says just the opposite. So kasha dode, whereas according to their first girl say, so Potamal Hashem Rebbe marks the end of Rav Lezer's answer. And kasha adode is, so the Gemara is saying it, the Chachma Gemara is saying it. According to this girl say, it's all a hemshah, a continuation of Rav Lezer's answer. Kasha adode, so Rav Lezer is saying it. So you have to ask a kasha as for the apparent stirah between two devices. So what must you say? Everything is part and parcel of Rav Lezer's answer. Kitanya yi, Rav Lezer is saying about that. Kitanya yi, bichotam yichedes, lozeh lozeh, beil upinus bin ishvonim. The price of Abba Oklom, so Yerushim lozeh here, Binzoki, so has reference to the case of the Chotzea that belongs to Ruben and Shimeh, with Peres and Mishwar. So it's analogous to Rishis Rabbi. But Rabbi Yitzir deals with the Chotzea and Ruben and Mishwar. And I also agree, so then Rabbi Yitzir is saying that I also agree that in case of a Chotzea that belongs to both in respect to Peres, but it belongs to neither in respect to Shvorim, so then it's higher. So that's the big nafkemina between the first Gyose and the second Gyose. According to the first Gyose, Rebleza holds that even Chotza Miyachedes L'Peiris and Miyachedes L'Shvori is Potter. And according to the second Gyose, Rebleza only says in the case of Chotza Miyachedes L'Peiris and the Chotza Miyachedes L'Peiris and Miyachedes is Potter. But in the case of Chotza Michael Pir and Henry Shmolin, Rav Lezer is made it at this height. Goofy. Abo, Kuali, so Yerav Shimon was a rain here. Bizoki, Poshu, Rish, Puri, Lomadik, Chayev, Bichol, Al Hake, Loi, Katone, El Chayev, Bichol, Bichol, Emelech, Kul, Meze, Man, Rav Talch, Mi, Lom, Yishu, Nekiyam, Patran, Yitzek, Nekiyam, Shol, Mishal, Eim, 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 Ruben is a mazik, Shimon is a nizik, and the chotzer where the heter took place happened to be in the chotzer of Levi. So how is a chayev? Well, Bino Biam is the achayev. It's in the third part is chotzer. Shemarevu is only chayev if it's in the chotzer of the nizik. If the behemoth of the mazik enters the chotzer of the nizik, not if the behemoth of the mazik enters in the chotzer of a third party, and they happen to be the payers of the Nize, of Shimon, in the chotzer of Levi. Shimon put his payers in Levi's chotzer, and then Rubin's behemoth ate up Levi's payers. I'm sorry, Shimon's payers, that is Levi's chotzer. So why should the hype? Bizach lek elok shite, lo yoseh ve lo yoseh, Elodechat. Now, what does it mean? Elodechat. Now, I mean, that is a contradiction in terms. It doesn't belong to Ruben. It doesn't belong to Shimon. But it belongs to one of them. To whom? To Ruben or to Shimon? Because it says, it belongs neither to Ruben nor to Shimon. But it belongs to one of them. So, I mean, that's a contradiction in terms. So, you look through the Raimet in the Shinkubetzes and also in the Kiyase. So they explain it. It means Elokshita Loyloze Veloyloze Elodecha. That means it doesn't belong all the hours of the day to Ruben, nor does it belong all the hours of the day to Shimon. But Elodecha, let's say, from 9 to 10 belongs to Ruben. And Shimon has no right to keep his share there or to keep his payers. From 9 to 10, it's Ruben's completely. From 10 to 11, it's Shimon's completely. That's the pshat. It doesn't belong all the hours of the day to Ruben, nor does it belong to Shimon all the hours of the day. But each given hour of the day, it belongs to one. To Ruben, to Shimon. El dechat. Because on the same day, Tam Shal Chatzel, Shal Shal Asr Rabbonon, Dam Rishune Kerem Chotra Mize, Chotinez Kodimishal, Venish Rabtav Misef Rabbonon, damals nur Rabbi Judah Shimon schrieb, was ist wie Shabbos heute? Rechert auf sie, Rabbi. Rabbi Judah Shimon, der Rabbi Mann, Kugel der Taub, Mini. Und mein Ruhe, sehr wohl, sehr wohl, sehr. Mein Ruhe, sehr wohl, sehr wohl, sehr. Loi, lo, sehr wohl, loi, lo, sehr wohl, Peres. So it belongs neither to Ruvain in respect to Peres, nor to Shimon. El Chad, now again. So, then Keritz explained. Loi Mose, Loi Mose, it doesn't belong all the hours of the day to Ruvain. And Loi Mose, and it doesn't belong to Shimon all the hours of the day. Elo the heart, but in respect to parents, it doesn't belong to Ruvain all the hours of the day in respect to parents, nor does it belong all the hours of the day to Shimon. In respect to parents. El de Chad, in other words, each given hour, so it belongs to one. So let's say from 9 to 10, it belongs, let's say, to, in respect to parents, to Shimon. From 9 to 10, Shimon, the Nizek, Shimon is the Nizek. So, Ruben's share was 8 hours, Shimon's parents. And from that, and when did it happen? Between 9 and 10. And between 9 and 10, it belongs in respect to Peres. Who has the right to keep Peres? Between from 9 to 10 in the morning, Shimon, El Dechad. Lozeb, Lozeb, Lishvori. Lozeb, Lozeb, Lishvori. So, Lozeb, Lozeb, Lishvori. So, that's the gears here. Rabbanitam doesn't like this gears. Lozeb, Lozeb, Lishvori. So, that means that even though from 9 to 10, if only Shimon the Nizek has the right to keep his parents. But as far as keeping the Shvorim, so both Reuben and Shimon have the right to keep the Shvorim from 9 to 10, but in respect to parents, from 9 to 10, only Shimon has the right to keep his parents. And then Reuben Sheir, who has a right to be there from 9 to 10, all the hours of the day he has a right to be there. Shimon Sheh also. So Ruben Sheh entered the Chotzer and the Eidab, the Peres of Shimon, where Shimon has the exclusive right to keep his Peres from 9 to 10. El Decha, Gozer Nuri Shvor, Ligabi Sheh, Nabu Lechotzer Anizek, Ligabi Keren, Nabu Lechus Rabin, because they both have the right to keep their Shvor in there. So, some merits it's like Lechus Rabin. Yehoche, Arbosh, Yishahabe, so why four rules? Actually, you have three rules, but they apply to four different situations. Now, let's see the cases. Rabbi Tam Boris. Loi Mazeb, Loi Mazeb, Peres, El Lechad. So, in other words, that's the Gersi here. Rashi's Gersi. Loi Mazeb, Loi Mazeb, Peres, El Lechad. Rabbi Tam Boris. Loi Mazeb, Loi Mazeb, Lishvor. The Gabi Shem. So, in other words, Loi Mazeb, Loi Mazeb, Peres, El Lechad. So, that means that, let's say, any given hour, so only the Nizek, let's say, from 9 to 10. So only the Nizek had the right to keep his status there. So, and then instead of being Geres, Lozeb, Lozeb, Lishvorim, so Rabbi Tam is Geres, Loi Lozeb, Loi Lozeb, Lishvorim. And let's say, from 9 to 10, when the Hezek occurred, and Shimon the Nizek had the right, the exclusive right to keep his status, but both Reuben and Shimon had the right, had the common right, to keep their Shvorim there. So, that's Rashi's Gersi. But Rabbi Tam is here as Loilozev Lishvorim. In other words, from 9 to 10, when the Hezek occurred, and Shimon had the exclusive right to keep his parents, so neither Reuben nor Shimon had the right to allow the Shvorim to stay there. The Gavishen had the Chotzer HaNizek, she is the parents. And Shimon had the exclusive right from 9 to 10 to keep his status. Aber gab ich Shvorim, aber ich kann das Rabbi, kibu shel hoyolem, vishus, vikonis, velo igonas, moishe kosu, ich asine, moishe kosu, die Shvorim, velo zem, velo zem, die Shvorim, die Kein. So, if we are Geres like Rashi, 9 to 10 when the hezek occurred. So that hour, Shimon had exclusive right of keeping his peres, but both Reuven and Shimon had the right, the common right, of keeping the shvorim. So why is chayev? Why is Reuven chayev for Shem? Din came to Shem. Lo hayo lo choshev otzar anitzek kim sheyish lo rishus lo cholchav vechav lachmi sham sheyrei. כי דימו חכליו, ולבוי לוק מלזה ולזה לפרש ולשמור עם גוי קרב זהירה, וידולי שלא משמע. So, המתאמס קשה, he's a very strong קשה, against Rashi's gills. Now let's see what Mekiesev says. לפרש הוא אחד. The ninth line from the end of the Omet, that pain in the feet, on the face. The ninth one. The pain is, Lulu was there, the pain is, El Lechav, Shein Rishus Lishneyem Vosit Bopeles, El Lechav, Uvein Shepareis of Yisecho, Ein Halo Vashoye Vosit Bopeles, Vilo Yishmo, Vadas Machaske, Shein Yeh Hoshveri Shvorim Shal Zeh Pereis of Shokavere, Vashto Ose Shabti Atrei Yiga Vishen Amachosanize. So, Os Beitz, in the Chedushi Anshi Hashem, near the portion of the Kashmir and the Gleise, the Pekir Sisavi Fashon Kam, the Idiyah Sisrashi, more, Lui Lozeh, Lui Lozeh, Lui Peres, Lui Chav, Lui Lozeh, Lui Lozeh, Lui Shvomim, Lui Lui Choshi, why is it, why is Shem Rebel Chayet? If it's Lozeh, Lui Lozeh. So in other words, so take the Rabbetam, assume that according to Rashi's Gleise, Lui Lozeh, Lui Lozeh, Lui Lozeh, Lui Shvomim, means that even in the hours, the Chimen, the Nizek, has the exclusive right of keeping his Shvorim there. I'm sorry, his Peres there. So, Reuven the Mazik still has the right to keep his share there. So then he has the right to let the share walk there. So, how is it Ubi Abishus? How is it Ubi Abishus and Nizek? So, that's the cash. Losing the peers, the Had was a little swan, one horse of the Shemish Sanise, Kibin, she is a shoes of the Shemish, 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 weil kommt man sie ist nur in diese Champagnes ein die Schüssel schon mal gemacht ist die Sache auf dem Schwarm wir haben die Schüssel an diese Mammisch in other words when it means was ever was ever Schwarm so it means certain times when there are no payers by Shimon so then Reuven has the right to keep his share when Shimon has no payers. Sometimes Shimon has no payers, so then both Reuven and Shimon have the right to keep their shvorim there. But if Shimon has payers and he has the exclusive right to keep payers there, but that doesn't mean just because he has the exclusive right to keep payers there that every day from 9 to 10 he has payers there. Suppose there are days when no payers are kept in the chotzer. So then, in such a situation, Reuven has the right, Reuven and Shimon have the right to keep the shvorim there. But if Shimon does keep his parents, so then neither Reuven nor Shimon has the right to keep the shvorim there. So this is what it means. Lozeh lozeh lishvorim. But we must, lishumad lozeh. Calls man she is on Isaac Shum Shampina Sim Shus Mishmor Lach Mesir Ha Mishmor Vav Mishus on Isaac Mamish on Mosi Roma Vadas Machaski Pilish Achim Dav Mishom Yodom Lassis.
Shir Samach Dalad in Bava Kama Choftes Nisun Hei Tavshin Mem Gimel
April 12th, 1983, and Tuesday. So my shum kesef. What does Mishnah mean when it says shum kesef? Omar Abdul Shum Zero Yehid El Bikesh. that when a share is mazi, so the appraisal has to be made because tinyon lehod, it's on the rabbon, poro she iziko talis, the talis she iziko poro, a layman takes it poro, the talis be poro, el reshomi may some dumb. Let's see the Rashi. Shum zeshom iziki leheyel mikesi, she yubez nishomi kamo shoga hameze, mone o mesai vikachi shalom. Tinyon lebe masnis, lehod, it's on the rabbon of the brais. Mishmano, the whole price is equal. So in other words, what the price says is really implicit in this Mishnah. When the Mishnah says Shum Kesef, what does the price say? Poro she iziko talis, she do so leo bichotzer amize. Bichotzer amize. Vitali she iziko poro bichotzer sorabi. Ken she niskilo behemo bitalis, vinishba regal poro. Now, this is the Loshon Rashi here. Tetzves mentions the Loshon of Rashi, Pirush HaKuntre she iziko ze ze, vishomim hamezek bekesef. Umi she iziko chavere yeise al nishalim ayin. Rashi's Loshon here is not she iziko ze ze. Rashi's Loshon is she doso oleo bichotzer hamizek. Then the Bach says, vishomim achreini, so he says, veitalis, teiva zo mechuko, teiva zo mechuko. Now, of course, if we are Geris, Oitalis, because the word is certainly Geris in Rashi, Oitalis is Iko Poro Beshiz Rabi, so that means that the Braise doesn't discuss the case where both things happen. The Poro, Rubin's Poro, was Mazik Shimon Stales, and Shimon Stales was also Mazik Rubin's Poro, whether it be Masachas or Bozachazeh. But if we are Geirais, Oitalis, that means it's not that both Tzedekes happen. One or the other. But from Tzedekes, the way Tzedekes quotes Rashi's Loshon, so it's spelled out that according to Rashi, the Braise's reference to the case were both Tzedekes happen. Now, Rubin's Poro was Mazik Shimon Stales, and Shimon Stales was Mazik Rubin's Poro, whether at the same time or at different times, but both as they can say. So in other words, what the Bach says, Oy, Tzvorim Achenim, Oy Talis, so it, from Tetzves it appears that this Girse in the Tzvorim Achenim, Oy Talis is not a correct Girse, because Tetzves mentions in the name of Rashi, Pirish HaKutrashi Yiziku Ze Ze, so both as they can say. Not that the Braise discusses the case of one or the other, but both things have. So, this is the way Rashi applies the Braise. In other words, Rubin's Poro was Mazik Shimon's Talis. So Rashi says, Poro she iziko Talis, she doso aleo bechotz rabi. He doesn't mention Rishus Rabi, he doesn't mention Rishus Rabi, but he mentions Rishus Rabi. Why does Rashi mention an example of Rishus HaMizek? Well, that's a question. But anyway, this is how Rashi applies the price. Where the Poro was Mazik, Rubin's Poro was Mazik, Aldi Regel, Shimon Stales. And Shimon Stales was the Chotzer HaMizek. It was in the Chotzer of Shimon. So Shimon and his Chotzer spread out the talis in his chotzer, and then he's begging. And then Reuven Sheir came into Shimon's chotzer and stepped on it, and he would damage Shimon's bed. The talis is Iko Poro Beshiz Rabi. So in other words, now since Rashi mentions that Poro, Reuven's Poro was Mazik, Shimon's talis in Shimon's chotzer, and then Shimon's talis, the same talis, we're not talking about a different talis, the same beggar, was Mazik, Reuven's Poro in the Rishus HaRabi. So that means that the two Ezekes did not occur simultaneously. But Bezeach HaZeh, in other words, let's say this is Shimon's talis. So Reuven's Poro comes into, and Shimon spread out the talis in his chotzer. So Reuven's Poro entered Shimon's Chotzer and was Mazik. Shimon's Talus, of course, Rubin Yisrael, Ubiya Bizayachet. Then, an hour later, so Shimon took his Talus and spread it out in the Mishnah Rabbi. So, in the same Paul that only an hour ago damaged this Talus, so the Talus was a torn Talus, okay? So then, Shimon an hour later spread out the Talus in the Mishnah Rabbi, and Rubin's Paul was walking in the Mishnah Rabbi, and then he tripped over the Talus. And Rubin's Paul was dizzy. Oh, this happened first, and then the other happened later. I mean, it doesn't make any difference. This is how Rashi applies the Bryce. So Paul, she is the Talus, she is also the Chatzaram dizzy. Vitalis, she is the Paul, she is the Rabbi, Kim Sheniskelo, the Vitalis. Vinishba regel poro. So Eilein ritetzi poro vitalis. Yiteles aposhi zikotali disei. Vilitei mishules alein choseh ben yesei yitleno. In other words, so we do not say that yiteles aporo sheiziko. Shimen, whose Shimen, the human, is entitled. We do not say that. That Shimen is entitled to grab Rubin's poro. And say, you owe me. Let's say, you damaged my talus. Let's say the damage of the talus is $50. And Rubin's poro, let's say, is worth $100. So we do not say that Rubin, that Shimon has the right, Shimon the nizek, the owner of the talus, has the right to grab Rubin's poro, hey, choser and yeser, yitleno, even though the poro is $100. Rubin's poro, and the damage of to his talus is $50. We do not say he has a right to take it away. We do not say. But Elo Shamin Eis Odom, of course we have no difficulties understanding the din of the price, but how could anyone, I mean, conjure up such a strange notion that in Hosea or Yeser he is allowed to be taken the talus? I mean, what Yesha is it? Just because the dead behemoth was Mazik his talus, so Mele he can collect from the behemoth even over and above the damage. I mean, how could there be such a thing? I thought the price has to tell us that. It's very strange. So everybody raises the question against Rashi. So it's obvious. And we show me the dummy. Shomim ha-nizikim b'kesef, u'fimashi hizik eschaveire yishalom. U'mishi hizik eschaveire yeiseh yishalom. In other words, in some svorim, it's not mentioned, this girl. In some svorim, it's not mentioned. But we can understand that. I mean, this thing, shomim hizik b'domim. In other words, let's say, Rubin at 9 o'clock in the morning, Rubin's behemoth, so, Rupor, was mazik Shimon Stalas, and the hezek is $50. Then an hour later, so Shimon, the way Rashi explained the price, Shimon spread out the talus in the Rabbim, and the same poet that at 9 o'clock damaged the talus was tripped over the talus, and the damage is $100. So why should best collect $100 from Shimon, the damage caused to the poor, and then $50 from Rubin, the damage caused to the talus. So in other words, so Bez no longer collect. He owes him $100, and he owes him $50. So the excess of the $100 over and above the $50. So in other words, so Bez no longer collect $50 from Shimon, from the Baal HaTalus, because he caused damage of $100. This is what Rashi says. So we understand that thing of the price very well, but it's so simple and it's so obvious. How could there be a Salkedaito? In England, takes a Porobitalis, Hitler, Saporoshi, Zikotalise, to the Haini Shumes, Ele Hosea, Ben Yetzer, Lipan. I mean, what justice is there? Even if Hosea, he should take it out. So it is obvious. I mean, everybody raises that question, everybody. But it is obvious that Rashi doesn't mean that the Price is telling us in Irim that there could be Saltitaitor, that he should collect the whole, should take away the whole poem. I mean, what kind of Yesha is that? But what Rashi means is similar to what Teisa says. In other words, Teisa explains Rabbi Tam, we'll soon see it. In other words, that he says, in explaining Rabbi Tam, so he says, Vital is the poor Oslo Ashmin and the problem Yasin. Der du weis auf drei da blick da auf gab die taut und jas nur nicht ab de die ba schon wat ihr na wie so wie ab ist hier schon diese die na mas ich schau de die stei die schau na wie aber jas mit die schau na wie habe sei de diese die taut jas nur nicht ab de wie mich schau nie gut die wer in jas we da wo du doch was mach ein war die na die schau nie gut sei kommt dran mit am schar der hilde schon der preis wurde der gewisch in der preis ist that we do not say that where it's to the advantage of the Nizek. So even by Adam Aziki, not Karen Tam. So there is also a law of Niguf. In other words, so what's the chat? After all, how could we apply the concept of Niguf in Gabbeya? The Torah doesn't mention a law of Niguf in Gabbeya. The Torah mentions a law of Niguf in Gabbeya, Karen Tam. But there is an ancient one, more than one. There is a machlekes between Rav and Ravade at the end of Shir Shenogad Alevehei, whether Tammuz is the Kemoimeres, whether Satamus is the Kemoimeres, that the Mehom is base. So the Gemara says, Omer Ravade Barav and Lipota, that you know, it's a bad way, Shepi. Avon Satamus, bin Kemoimeres, and Omer Rav, with the Kerem Yimini, with the Kerem Smoil. So there is a machlekes between Ravade Barav and Rav in every Shein Ramuet, Kerem. Of course, the machlekes is only in respect to Kerem, where originally there was a chiyu of Miguf, of collecting from the Guf Shein Ramaz. And then the Shein addicted itself by going three times. So then the chiyu of Migufei changed to a chiyu in Aliyah. But Rabbi Barhave says that the Sheir Amuet, whose owner was Mechuyev, whose owner was Chai, if the Nizek has a schus by Sheir Tach, so the Nizek has a schus to collect, have damages from the Guf HaMazik. So that schus that the Nizek in Sheir Tam has, So in Sheir Amuet, the Nizek also has it. Because in Sheir Amuet, where the Mazik is in Sheir Amuet, so is Ruigorua. So the schusim of the Nizek that the Nizek had in respect to Sheir Tam, so in Sheir Amuet, the Nizek should also have it. Because why should it be Gorua? Why should it be Gorua? So that means that let's say, that's what Rabbi Barade says. And Rav says no, that the Nizek in the Sheir Tam has the schus to collect from the Guf HaMazik. But the Nizek in the Sheir Amuet does not have the schus to collect from the Sheir HaMazik. How do we pass them? So there is a machlekes between the Rambam, I mentioned that. There is a machlekes between the Rambam and the Rosh. The Rambam passes like Rav, that we do not say Tzatamut in Kenyan Medes. So, in other words, in the Rosh, Paschus like Ravade Barave, many Rishonim agree in the Rosh, that we Paschus like Ravade Barave, so that means that even the Nizek of Sheir Amuet, to the extent of health damages, he has his schus to collect. Migul. To the extent of health. Of course, he cannot collect the whole damage. That's not. But to the extent of health damages, that while the Sheir was a Tam, so the Nizek was able to grab the Sheir HaMazik, so in Sheir HaMuet, the Nizek can collect from the Sheir HaMazik to the extent of health damages. All right, this is in respect to Sheir HaMuet. So there is a machlokes between Rabbi and Barave, between Rav Hazeh and Rav, and Rav, and there's a machlokes between the Rambam and the Rosh, is whether we pass like Rav, or we pass like Rav Hazeh and Rav. Mashin came in respect to Adam Azikin, let's say Shem Rebo, obey, so of course it goes without saying that the Nizek has no right to collect from the Mazik. He has no right to collect from the Nair, the Mazik. If the Mazik wants to pay me a Leo, so of course, so the Nizek cannot say, I want to take your Mazik. Let's say, suppose, let's say, somebody instead of putting in the Rishis HaRabim a real stone, so he left a diamond in the Rishis HaRabim. It's also a stone, but it's a precious stone. And then somebody was leasing. So he has to pay, but there is no aloha of who paid. So the Nizek certainly has no right to say, well, the damage, you know, let's say Shevel Odom, but that means Shevel Odom only Gabi Nizek, but the Gabi Nizokin, let's say he broke a leg, somebody, say, Ruben left, let's say, a diamond, precious Rabin, then Shimon walked his way over. Take Ruben's fault, but how could there be such a song that I thought he would collect a hundred zoos when the damage is only 50 zoos? So obviously that couldn't be Rasha's intention, that the Havamini of the Gemara was that I could argue he should be able to take Shimon's fall even though it's worth twice as much as the damage. That goes without saying he couldn't collect a penny more than the damage. But one could have a Havamine, since there is a schus of collecting, the Nizek of Ishiata has a schus to collect the heavy damages from the Dovara Mazik, and according to Rabbi Barabe, so that schus inheres in the Nizek of Ishiata to the extent of the damages. So maybe you could have a subtitle, maybe all the Maziki here, that schools, not only to the extent of health damages, because Shea Town, the Nizek of Shea Town, so the whole liability is health damages. So the mailer, the schools is to collect the full liability is health damages. Mashiach came by other Nizekim, a Nizek of Shem Verego, of Bey on age, so he also has the same schools to collect from the Gufa Mazik. To the full extent of the liability. And by Beir, the liability is full damages, some melee, to the extent of the full damages. So in the case where Ruben's paw was damaged, Shimon's talus, and the damage is $50, so to the extent of $50, he should be able to collect Migufe of the paw. So true that the poor was mazik. In other words, so true, according to Rashi, the poor was not mazik by means of carrot. So maybe it has nothing to do with the machlikes between Rabade and Rab. So Ali with the MS, So the Nizek doesn't have Shimon the Balatales, has no schus to collect from the Gufakol. But we could have a Salvidaito that to the extent of 50 zoos, to the extent of 50 zoos, he should be able to collect from the Gufakol. Now let's say according to Rav Akiva. So Gufen means Yuchlat Hashem. When he Yuchlat Hashem, he becomes the owner, the Nizek becomes the owner. If let's say Sheyo Shove money, she nogach, she yoshove money, she nogach, she yoshove musayi, vein hanbe yoshove klum. So what is that damage? 100 zoos. And the Sheva Mazik is worth 100 zoos. So according to Rabbi Akiva, it's Yochad Hashem, he becomes the owner. The owner of that Sheva. And if it is she yoshove musayi, she nogach, she yoshove musayi, Sheyo Shove Masali, so the damage, have damages is 100 zoos, and the Sheyo Mazik is 200 zoos, according to Rabbi Kiva, they become 50-50 partners. The Nizek and the Mazik become 50-50 partners in the Sheyo Mazik. So that's his schus in Sheyotam. So Memele, the Havane could be, one could argue with good logic, that the same schus that the Nizek of Ishiotam has, so the Nizek of Shregel also has. So the Melech, in case the Nizek, the Baal Atalas, he's the Nizek. So he could say to the Baal Apor, whose Regel was Mazik, and the damage is 50 zoos, true that the Baal Apor is 100, the Poor is worth 100 zoos. Maybe he could say, of course, I'm not going to collect a penny more than 50 zoos, but your poor is 100 zoos, I'll become a 50% owner of your poor, and you will be the other 50% owner. So this is what the Salkadaita would be. When Rashi says, he doesn't mean he'll collect more than the damage. In other words, whatever the liability is, if it's 50 zoos, he has his schus, I could say, the Baal Atalas has his schus to collect it from the poor. The poor is worth 100 zoos. All right, and the damage is 50 zoos. So he has his schus, I could say, the Baal Atalas has his schus to say to the Baal Poor, I am a partner with you in your poor. So I owe half of your poor. The poor is worth 100 zoos. I owe half and you owe half. So the Christ tells us no. This is in other words, this schus of collecting the gufei applies only to Sheyotam. And whether it applies to Sheyom Mue to the extent of head damages, that's a machlekes rabade barabe and rab. But it certainly doesn't apply to regal, to bay, or to age. It doesn't apply. This is the pshat marash. Alright. Now let's see the thesis. Poroshi in Zikotalas. Italy she is Iko Po. Pir Jacob Kres, she is Iko Zeze, Vishomi, Hanezet Vikese, Umi she is Iko Vere, Yese, Yishal Mede. Because Talko of Po, she is Iko Talis, and the Hotranis, or the Governor Sil Hazi, we have a care. In other words, either the Hotranis, Kesrashe, Twice, or the Governor Sil Hazi. So then it can be because a rabbi, the haveker, or the rechiluche, the haverek, vital eshiziko po'o, hanyo the shus a rabbi, the havenitam beya, the efshaluk me po'o, shiziko talis name the shus a rabbi. In other words, tal eshiziko po'o. So then, that has to be visualized in the Rishus HaRab. But Poro Shizikotalis simultaneously with Tal Shizikoporo. So, cannot be visualized in the Rishus HaRab. It cannot be visualized as a mutual hazard that the Poro did to the perpetrator on the Talis, and the Talis at the same time perpetrated. At the same time, and the poor. That's not child. Why? Because in order to visualize a mutual hezek, So then it has to be in order that the Balatol should be higher. Shamsaris, in order that the Balatol should be higher on the score of Beir, so that means that we must visualize the case where the Balatol is spread out, the Tal is in the Rishus Rabbi. And then, if the Talis, let's say, was spread out in the Rishus Rabbim, Shimon spread out his Talis in the Rishus Rabbim, then Rubin's Paro walked, and Derech Hilucho, he stained the Talis, he tore the Talis, and he tripped over the Talis, both the Talis. So Mele is Derech Hilucho, so then the Chiyuk is inside Regel, Regel Rishus Rabbim is spot. So we can only visualize if a beat, not an innocent stepping, but an intentional damage. When the power bikavone kicked against the talus, and while in the course of kicking, it tripped, it kept on kicking. So mainly it tripped over the talus, and it became mutilated as a result of kicking over the talus. So that would be a good example of neutralizing. Simultaneous. No, so he says, in that case, the Balapoho would be potter. Why? Because there is a loch of Kolam Shamet, Ugoacha Vishino in the potter. Now, in the Seilon, in the beginning of the Malchus, there is the concept of contributory negligence. In other words, let's say, one person drives a car and hits another car, and the damaged car is. It was negligent, so then the one, the car that hit, let's say if A's car hit B's car, so and B was negligent in driving, so then A doesn't have to pay because the Nizek is guilty of contributory negligence. Al Pidin, there is no such concept of contributory negligence. A Mazik is always higher, even if the Nizek is guilty of contributory negligence. That does not give him a heter also to be negligent. But according to one mandoma, there is a counterpart concept of contributory negligence in respect to cap. Not in respect to regia, but in respect to cap. So that's the aloha of Kolam Shane, Uboacha Vashino, is potter. Excuse me, just one second. Kolam Shane, Uboacha Vashino, is potter. In other words, that means that if, let's say, Shimon, let's say, will spread out his garment in the street. So he is guilty, Shimon the Nizek. So he is guilty of negligence. He was negligent. Then Rubin's paw will start kicking. So see that Shimon's beggar will start deliberately kicking against the garment and tearing the garment. So who will be potter? Why? Because his chiyuv is only on the basis of mishum, and this shinu is predicated upon shinu and negligence of the nize. So there is a machleket between Rav and Shmuel. So Rav says kolam shami v'achav shinu is potter. In other words, that according to Rav. So vis-a-vis Keren, if the Nizek is guilty of contributory negligence, so then the Mazik is fine. But vis-a-vis Regel, even according to Rav, there is no such concept. There is a concept of contributory negligence, even by Odom HaMazik, where Shavuot B'Kavonet. So then there is, so I mean what I said, there is no such concept. There is a concept. Because in case where the Mazik was shalom b'kavone and shneim b'rshus, so then there is a concept of contributory negligence. But when the mazik is b'kavone, then there is no concept. One second, excuse me, just one second. So there is no concept of contributory negligence, except according to Rav, according to Rav. In connection with Kerem. So Tesis says the Kashi, because Talkoch, of course, is the Talis and the Hoshan, or the Talis Rad, Vadeker, Uber, Fenuche, Vadreg, Vitalis, is the Poro, and the Bishop's Rabbin, Davin Tan Beir. So then there could be mutual simultaneous. Hezek, Hezekim, Umitam Keren, Dimkein, or Yopota Balapo. He do a little common field base, the Holam Shano Bahavishino de Pote. Yes, what is it?
Isn't it possible that we could explain the previous Sugya, just for Rishus Amazik, Tukha Rishus in my boy, or Mandoma de Bahats, but there were where there's Rishus for both of them?
One second. I'll mention that that's the Roshi. That's the Roshi. Alright. So, ואפילו אם נפורש שכן נראה שפורו שהזיקו טאוס בחוצה בשביל סנס ויקאו שהזיקו פורו בשביל סרדים. So in other words, so Tesis at first pointed out we cannot visualize a mutual simultaneous. That we cannot visualize. Because in order to be a mutual simultaneous, I said, it has to be Bashi Sarabi. It couldn't be Bashi Sanize, because Bashi Sanize, so it couldn't be. So it has to be only Bashi Sarabi. Bashi Sarabi, so then Kalam Shayu Bahavishino before. So the Kashi is, I mean, the Yamshoin, I think, raises that question against Stasis. After all, there is a machlekes between Rav and Shmuel, whether we say Kolam Shanu Ubah Havishino Bipotia. So Rav says that we say Kolam Shanu Ubah Havishino Bipotia. That the Nizik of Keren, if he's guilty of contributory negligence, so the Mazik of Keren, Bikaboli is Potia. But Shmuel says that if Shimon spread out a garment in the Rishus Rabin, and then Reuben Sporo came and started to kick the garment and tear the garment, so Reuben is higher. In other words, that even in Keren, so the Bala Keren is higher in spite of the fact that the Nizek was guilty of contributory negligence. So Memela, and we passed like Shmuel. So why couldn't we apply this price to a simultaneous mutual hazard? And Alil Shmuel, we pass like Shmuel. So the answer is, there is a very simple teretz. I mean, there's a kasha, I think the Yom Shleimer is against Jesus. But the teretz is, because after all, the Gemara is explaining the Mishneh, in accordance with that price. So mainly the Mishneh has to be capable of being explained according to everybody, according to Shmuel, and according to Rav. So, in other words, so Tesis says, according to Rav, we cannot explain the Mishneh that way. Because according to Rav, there couldn't be a mutual simultaneous hezek of Porsche is a talus and talus is a Porsche. Alright, that's it. Now, then, so the horse says, no. So then Tesis says, ואפילו לפור שכן נראה שפור יזיק התאו יש בחוצה בשסמיס ביטאו שיזיק פור בשסרבי. So in other words, true that we couldn't, I'll even be Rav, we couldn't visualize a case of mutual simultaneous hezek. But who says that it has to be visualized in connection with the case of a mutual simultaneous? But let's visualize it in connection with the mutual hezek, not simultaneous, but zeh hazeh. So at 9 o'clock in the morning, so Reuben Sporo went into Shimon's chotzer and damaged Shimon's talis. So it's Bershus Amizek, and then at 10 o'clock. So Shimon decided to take the talis and spread it out in the Rishus Rabin, and then the same Paul went and tripped over the torn beget of Shimon. So it's not simultaneous. This is what Jesus said. But even so, what kind of a chiddush is it? Akatem masnis nilikamon b'feri kameliyah bein shvorim tamim shachotu ze boze mishalmi b'meitza chotzi nezek muadi mishalmi b'meitza nezek shomer b'meitza nezek shomer. So the Rosh says, no, that we can even visualize it in connection with the case of mutual simultaneous. How? Not just the Rosh. Hey. So first he says, "Im zikopor talis bechotzer amitze." Vitalis is zikopor b'shesrabi. So then it's neutral, but not simultaneous. Then he says, "Oy bechotzer amyuchedes loze veloze lishvore." If that chotzer is coming to both, in so far Reuven and Shimon both have the right to keep their shvorim in that courtyard. Reuven and Shimon, Shimon. Is the music. The loyal was there, This is what the Rosh says, but why doesn't Tesis, why Tesis couldn't visualize that, I mean, couldn't think of that, Hechatim said the answer is, it's Tesis Lishitose. That was the last Shia that we learned, Dach Yudaled, Omedaled, Dibramasko, So that's the gear said that we have. But then, Rabbi Tam, we call this Loimose. The Gabishen have a Hotzeranize, she is a Pereis, have a Gabishwari, Mabu Kalamishus Arabi, Kimisho Yorubishus Nikonis. When we go ask for Shabbishwari, we will say, Bishwari. Dinkei, Gabishen, Loyola, Yehoshi, Hotzeranize, Kimisho Yishus, Hokhab, Hadra, Hakisham Shele. So, in other words, and the Rosh, and that Gimore is Hilka Rabotam, and he is Gereis. And he's the race, Mosel is worried. The girls are most worried. So, in other words, so the reason is why Texas here agree according to the Shita of Ramatam. And Ramatam Shitose, he says that we cannot be gay race, Mosel is worried. Because if it's Mosel is worried, and the paper is all the heart, so then he will not be higher from the basis of Shemberego, because it's not Chotranizek. Chotzer HaNizek means that it has to be the exclusive Chotzer of the Nizek. But if it is the exclusive Chotzer of the Nizek, only the parents. But in respect to Shvorim, it's not the exclusive Chotzer of the Nizek. It's the Chotzer that is coming to the Nizek and the Masik. So that's our Koyo Ubiya B'Shuzacher. That's the Machlekes between Rabbi Tam and the Rosh. The Rosh is Chelik and Rabbi Tam. So this is why Tesis doesn't mention the Rikinte of the Rosh. I mean, the Marsho says that. Oh. He says, the Brahmas, the Porosh Ezekiel, the actual Ruf, the Porosh Ezekiel, Talos Amistrad. Come to the Gears of Ramatam here, the Koras, the Peres, Lechad, the Roy was there, Aber gives us from the real Lozev Lozev Shvam. So even though it's not the exclusive Chotzer of the Nizek, Rigabi Shvamim, it's coming to both to them. It's the Chotzer of the Nizek and the Mazik Rigabi Shvamim. So. Aber gives us from the real. We can look in Amor Ocher the Chotzer Lechad Lozev Lozev Shvamim or Talos Lechad. So it's still considered to be a Bizdarachir, so maybe we can apply it to this case. I know Rosh and Rav. Alright, anyway. Now let's see. V'yesh Leima. Ditonim v'hod ha-mefosh. So Tetzis at first says, that they make an honor, that the Bryce said that he discusses the case of Porosh Yizik Atalus, Vitalus Yizik Atalus, has referenced the case of the mutual as a king. Not simultaneous, but Zahazet. So then the question is the Mishnah for Rashes? Shnei Shvorim Tamim, Shechovu Zebezeh Mishalim B'Meisa, Chotzine, B'Meisa Chotzin Ezek, Meya Din Mishalim B'Meisa Nezek Sholem, Enoch Nane. Tony Moda Meforesh. So what is mentioned in the In the Mishneh, in Aminiach, is discussed explicitly the price of Porsche is $1,000. That's what it says. Now, Tesis says that we cannot visualize a case of mutual and simultaneous, because then, according to Rav, the Barapor would be totally gambling, because of the Aloha Kolam Shamel Vachavushim Vachavushim. So we must visualize it in connection with the case of mutual, but not simultaneous, but Bezerach Hazeh. So then he asks, so it's a Mishnah for Rashi's. But the question is, suppose we could visualize it. Let's say, according to Shmuel, so we could visualize it in connection with the case of mutual and simultaneous. So then it would be all right. We still would have that difficulty. So it's a Mishnah for Rashi's. So it's mashma from this state says, the Chola Pochers, if the price has reference to a case of mutual and simultaneous, so then we could say there is a Chiddush. Because through the Mishnah says, Mishalmi b'meisa nezek sholem, Mishalmi b'meisa nezek sholem, and we do not say that, as Rashi says, that he could grab the mazik. And I mean, and as we explained, Rashi doesn't mean grab the mazik and collect more than the damage, but to the extent of the liability to collect it from the Gufa mazik. So if we, let's say, if we could visualize a case of mutual and simultaneous, then there wouldn't be any difficulty from the Mishnah of Reshes of Beishwar, because we could say, where is the halacha that he cannot collect from the Gufa Mazik if there is no mutual and simultaneous ethic? So then he has to be Mishalim Meisal, but he has no schus to collect from the Gufa Mazik. Mashenke, in the case where there is a mutual and simultaneous ethic, so then maybe each one has a schus to collect the full liability of the other from the Gufa Mazik. So that's why the Braise tells us. We have a time before the Oyoi Kotom. Moi Cholat Zvi Oso Maim. Because Vov, the Vov can be a Vov HaMechaber, and Vov can be a Vov HaMechalek. So here, when the Braise says, for the Gufa Taos, the Taos is the Gufa Taos, so it is to be understood, the Vov is to be understood in the sense of Ivov HaMechalek, not in the sense of Ivov HaMechaber. The Ivov HaShinon, Sheinemrin, Sheinikach Kol HaTalos Bishvil Mashen Zikei. Do HaTalos Beiru, Ruvim Shalom Gufei, Void Namesh Vayinan Hov, Mas Nisim Da Meniyah, Elohim Ravetam. So what is the Chiddush? אין רינטי ציפור ביטלס, אבל השנים אני לא הכירה בקי, יום הוא התחלו במניח, יוכל את השאיר מזה, אלא יהיו שם כרב ישמואל, וביקר המים. So, in other words, so, according to Rav Netam, the price has reference, the case of one has a or the other has. In other words, one has two cases, it has reference. To the case of Poroshi Zikotales, so the case of Porsche is a talis, and what kind of a Porsche is it? It's a Karen. Now, so it's gave a migufe. So, in other words, so what is the price telling us? The price is telling us, let's say, in the case, let's say, Porsche was Mazi, a talis. Let's say, a talis. The Porsche was Mazi, a talis. And let's say the damage was like this was a very precious house. So the hezek of the talis was 200 zuz. But the Shia Tam has to pay only half damages. So he has to pay 100 zuz. 100 zuz. Let's say the poor is worth the 100 zuz. So according to Rabbi Akiva, so the Baal HaTalis could come to Vesna and say, now he was Mazik, Shimon, the Baal HaTalis, the Nizik. could come to Bezdin and say to Bezdin, now Rubin's Poro was mazik my talis. My talis, the damage cost to my talis is such wonderful material, so it's 200 zoos. Now, he's mechuyev to pay head damages. So that means 100 zoos. Now, Rubin's Poro happens to be worth 100 zoos. I want to take the Poro. So the price tells us, no, you cannot take the Poro. Because, in other words, the price accords with the view of Rabbi Shmuel. That not you Shemashir, in other words, you only have a shibud. You only have a shibud and the Gufa Mazik. And the Gufa Mazik. But the Mazik owes you 100 zoos. Now, if he wants to pay you cash, then you cannot demand and take away the power. You have a shibud. If he doesn't want to pay you, so you have a shibud. You Shemashir. But he wants to pay you $100 cash. He doesn't want you to take the part of the share. Because the share, the price of the share might go up. He wants to keep the share for himself. So this is what the Bible tells us. In other words, the Aloha is like Rabbi Shmuel. The Aloha is not like Habakkuk. Alright, say it. Elo Yusham Rabbi Shmuel. Uvi Kelemai. Vitalis. That's the case of Poroshizik et al. So, a neighboring takes a power with talus. Then the other case of talus is a power. So, in other words, the Brisa discusses two separate cases. Not that the two happen. In other words, he discusses two separate cases. Then the other case where the talus was mazik the power. In other words, that Shimon, let's say, had the talis. He spread out the talis in the Vishus Rabbi. Then Rubin's Poro walked in the Vishus Rabbi and tripped over the talis. So, the Baal talis is the Baal Abeya, he's the Chuyev to pay. So, what is the Chiddush? Or Sarash Yinon, do we go be Miyasme? In other words, let's say Shimon is the Baal HaTalis, he is the Baal HaBeir, and Shimon spread out the Talis in the Rishis Arabi. Then Rubin's Poro tripped over Shimon's Talis. Rubin's Poro tripped over Shimon's Talis. Then, after he tripped, so Shimon died. And he was survived by children, yes, you say. Now, and he only has the Talis. So, Reuven cannot collect from the mitalter that the children of Shimon inherited from their father. Why? Because mitalter yasmer mishtar. So what kind of chiddush is it? I mean, we know that's a well-known deed that mitalter yasmer mishtar. That's mentioned so many times. But the answer is no. Here we could say. I mean, this is similar to the shah. I said the rash. So at that time I mentioned. So, in other words, there could be Salke Daitor. The true, there is no schus of being given gufe, of being given gufe in respect to Adam Ezekiel, only in respect to a Nizek of Ishiatam. There is a schus that a Nizek has to collect from the Mazik itself. But the Nizek of a Balabeya, does not have the schus to collect, let's say, from the Mazik itself. He does not have the schus, but perhaps in a situation where on the basis of Aliyah he couldn't collect the music, but on the basis of Gufe he could collect, so then he has that schus. Now in this case, if she didn't die, so from the perspective of Aliyah, some thought of the Yasna Lomishnabe, but from the perspective of collecting the Gufe, let's say if such a thing happened to a Shia Tan, if the owner of the Shia Tan, that caused damage, so died, and then let's say according to Rabbi Akiva, that it's Yochat Hashem. So that means he already in the lifetime of the Mazik, he already became the owner, even though Knas. He requires Amon Bedin and Paul Geniske is Knosse, but as Rishani pointed out, once there is Amon Bedin ultimately, so then retroactively it becomes the owner. all of the shared mask. So Mimele, in the case of the shared time, even though the owner of the shared time died, but then there is another Medin, there's a Medin that is higher, so it's from Matreya. So Mimele it's considered as if he had been the owner, as if the Nizek can become the owner of the shared time in the lifetime of the Mazik. Likewise, and in the counter of Ishmael, so it can be considered as if he grabbed it, as if it was naked. So Mimele, one could argue that in respect to Bea too, if the circumstances are such that that from the point of view of Laurio liability, so you wouldn't be able to collect. But from the point of view of Migufi liability, he would be able to collect. So then, that's whose the Nizek of Adam Mazik he also has. And he has his chus to collect Migufi. So then he'll be able to collect. So a mashmono. So he said, Vitaly falls last to the government. The way so that I could read the Afal Gavi Tauto Yasa will stop. Imagine what he will now use the Uriapis Kirishly. He may a magic show the Niske Shalom Nalio. I will be asked with him Shalom Nalio. I will see the music. The Tauto Yasa will stop there. We shall be goofy. Graf will be asked. The Abu Kuni Topas Mechayim. Rather, we need him shall be goofy. So come on, you know that there is no schus of Migufe by Bey or by other Miziki. Even if it is such a case where the schus of collecting Migufe is the only basis for collecting. Because Naliyo, he wouldn't be able, from the perspective of Naliyo, he wouldn't be able to collect. Right. Then he says, the Lord Gassim and Forshi is declared in King Lace and Shwarim Shabuz ever there, the Kandamia, the Achashas Hasri of all Vitalis, Kidam Dino, Yiach Lem Abiyem, Poro Vital. Now, Shove Kesef. What does it mean? Shove Kesef. Titon Rabon. Shove Kesef, Milamei, Shinibet Niskoki Meon, Nichosim Shin Shumar Chayitz. Avon Kim Nizek, the Tophas Mikautomi, Bezdin, gave him a man. Now let's see Rashi. Shove Kesef Leima, Shove Kesef Yitrao. That when the share is Mazik, so the owner of the share of Mazik has to pay him Shove Kesef. Milamei Chim Bezdin is cooking, Lipora Mina Mazik, El in KH Karka, the Heinrich of the Kese, you must listen, will come before us my mashma. So now it appears that the Gemara is saying as Pshat the Mishneh that the Nizek can only collect from Kakoes. From the Talmud he cannot collect. But that's not so. Yoshi Rabbi Shom Kese Tafur Suri. So he can collect from anything, not after Kakoes. But this is what the Gemara appears to be saying at first. So the Pshat in Shom Kese. In Shove Kesef is that the Nizek can collect from Kakoyis, not from the Talmud. So Kakoyis is called Shove Kesef. The Talmud is not called Shove Kesef. Why not? So why mashma? Or why should we say that Shove Kesef is descriptive of Kakoyis, not the Talmud? Everything is worth money. Karki is worth money and Mitalto is also worth money. So my mashma, Omar Abe Bamule, Doma Ashore Kolkes, my new Doma Shemuel Noet. So, in other words, because if the Mishnah says Shove Kesef, so the Mishnah is reference to something that is Shove any amount. La Fuke Mitalto, because Mitalto is not Shove any amount. Because mitaltering, so let's say if it has a price, let's say you buy a book, let's say the book is worth $10, it's worth, let's say, $6, it's worth $6, and if you pay, let's say, $6, $7, so it's 1/6 overcharged, so that what it means that the retailer, the customer, can collect is entitled to relief of 1/6 shtus is kone or marzer noyes. And suppose, let's say, the price of the book is $6, and then the mecher charged him $8, so the whole mekach is bought. No, if yes, I'm true, so all mekach is bought. Mashenkin with akoyes, suppose the subject, a piece of land, let's say, is worth $600. And the seller charged the buyer, he charged, let's say, $800, it's more than shtus, anyway, why? Because Kalake, even though the price, the regular price of the piece of land is $600, but $800 and $900 and $1,000 is also the worth of it. Because that's the halacha of any noyelika koyes. So mele, the Mishnah says, shuv kesef shove kesef, that when Sheol is mazik, so the Mizek is entitled to collect only from shove kesef, from kakoyes, not from italia. Why? Because kakoyes has any price. Mashenkin italia has a fixed price. If you charge more, so then you have to pay the difference. So you know, as Elo Omar Abba Baule Dovanik. Oh, so my new Dovashi Enoi, if the expression Shove Kesef has reference to something that has no Enoi, so then it should follow that you can collect, that the Nizek can collect not only from Kakoyes, he can collect from a bodily stories also. And you are saying that you can collect only from Kakoyes? Elo Omar Abba Baule Dovanik can be Kesef. So the Gemara says, "Avodim shtores namu nitni kesef." Elo maravashi, shove kesef v'loy kesef, v'hami kule kesef. Let's see the Rashi. All right. Dovah shove kol kesef. She needs no. We can pour my new day on the noye. My kol kesef come on the noye. Shatu kol on the eisem of meir. Shtus ein leche chayu v'halzoi. Kidamun on ferkazo. Avodim v'ashtori v'kakoy yisem on the noye. Apu kol on the eisem of meir. Shtores imocha, shtores lechaveir in yochel ikiach vitriya mimeno inoye, dobra mikne bikesef, biloy mishiche, vikar ke mikne bikesef, vikame bidushin, evet name mikne bikesef, kitone bidushin, shtores mikne bikesef, lo yispar shiche, rashi ebi girse, teises mentions another girse, teises has mentioned another girse, avodi name mikne bikesef, not avodi mishtores name mikne bikesef, but avodi I would not need kesef, or I would mishvoch his name in kesef. Anyway, not the gears of I would mishdor his name in kesef. But Rashi had the gears said that we have. I would mishdor his name in kesef. So maybe according to the gears of Rashi, the gears said that we have. Now the more, so then it follows that the shtar can be acquired for kesef. So Rashi says, he doesn't know. Rashi was not ashamed to say, he doesn't know. The mokeh. For this aloche, the shtores is nikni kesef. So we find that a number of times, Rashi in Chumash and Rashi in Gemara, where Rashi says, "V'yidati heichek, v'yisparish heichek." So this is one of the places, a few places, that Rashi says he doesn't know. But Rashi shita is that the shtar is nikni kesef. Now, when we say shtar is nikni kesef, it doesn't mean a shtar is nikni kesef if you bought shtores in order to be used as napkins, you know, to be used at a meal. Then it's not shtores, then it's paper. But when he says shtores nikni kesef, it means the value as a shtar, not the value as paper. The value as paper, it might be worth less than half a penny. But the value as a shtar, it promises a note. So that could be negotiated. So so the value as a shtar, not as a piece of paper, so that in itself is nikle b'kesef. So Rashi says lispar sheichet. But Rabbi Yeruchem and in Siman Samachlov in Chishmishpe, so the Shach mentions the Rabbi Yeruchem. Rabbi Yeruchem says he passes la'aloche that shtar is nikle b'kesef. Now, so Rashi says lispar sheichet, but. According to Rashi's Gilse, our Gilse in Yore, so that's one of the that itself is the mocheh. That shtar is different kesef. So of course, what it means shtar is different kesef. In other words, let's say, if we are not talking here about the value of the shtar as a piece of paper to be used as a napkin. That is paper, so it's not storage. And we're not talking about the value of the debt. Let's say, suppose Reuven lent Shimon $1,000, and then Shimon executed to Reuven a promissory note for $1,000. Now Reuven can sell that promissory note already. Machlokes Rishonim, whether Mechira Shtores Deraisa, Mechira Shtores Derabo, but there is such a thing as Mechira Shtores, Hamicha Shtar Haber, and Chozar Omochle, so Shmuel says Mochle. So there is such a thing as Mechira Shtores. So what do we mean by Mechira Shtores? We do not mean Mechira Shtores, he sells the paper as paper. As paper, so it's paper, it's not Shtores. But we talk about Mechira Shtores, the value of the Shtar as a Shtar. Now suppose, now let's say, if Shimon borrowed $1,000 from Reuven and he executed the promissory note to Reuven, so Reuven has a promissory note to Shimon. Then he sells it to Levi. So will Levi give him $1,000? So be off his mind, Levi will give him $1,000 for that shtar. So he has to wait another year until he will be able to start collecting. So why should he give him $1,000? So maybe Levi would be willing to buy the $1,000 promissory note that will still involve the collection and perhaps even tolling Bezdin. I mean, who knows? So he'll buy it for him for $600. So in other words, so that's the value of the shtar. So in other words, so Asha Shita is that the shtores as a shtar, that doesn't mean the value as paper, and it doesn't mean the value of the debt. That's $1,000. But it means $600. See, if the price in the market of $1,000 promissory note is $600, so in other words, if he will pay, so according to Rashi, if he gives kesef for that promissory note, so he's kene, and then he is able to collect the debt from me. Alright, this is Rashi. So Dom Ramikne or Elo Marabash. Show me kesef, loy kesef. Vahani kule kesef. Elo Marabash, show me kesef. Dahani takoes. Bohamash. Show me kesef, shall we? Loy kesef, actually. Vahani kule mitalkuli, vahoshi mushtore, skelter minu. Dimotel am kule, dimotel imotel, umizdav. So in other words, what is Gemara saying here? Of course, Gemara is only saying that in explaining the expression Shomekes. But since Karka is called Shomekes, but not Kesef, but Mitautelin is can be called Kesef Mamech, so that means that Alpidin Mitautelin is closer to Kesef Mamech than Kapoes. Why? Because what is Kesef? What is really Kesef? Kesef does not necessarily, of course, we are accustomed to call Kesef in my day of